Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram. Today we examine the halachas that relate to the end of Shiva and the Shloshim. This is Siman Reish Tes Zayin 2:16 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're looking at three concepts: the end of Shiva, the end of Shloshim, and the end of Avelos. So the end of Shiva, when may a mourner end the restrictions that apply to the Shiva? So on the seventh day after the consolers leave, after the Menachemim leave, the Avel stands up, and at that point in time the Shiva ends, and they now transition into Shloshim. It's what's called Miktsas Hayom Kekulai. A little piece of the day is like the full day, just similar to the way that a funeral is made. When the funeral is made in the afternoon, the Avelim come back and they start their first day of Shiva, which is a partial day of Shiva. That counts as the first day, so the last day is also partial as well. It's really 5 days with two partial days on either end. What is the exception to this on the seventh day? To the Miktsas Hayom Kekulai, so marital relations are not allowed for the entire course of the seventh day, even by Bebayis Ofel in a dark room. What if consolers do not usually visit on the seventh day? So Menachemim do not come on the seventh day. Let's say there's no Minyanim in the house, and then no one's coming to visit. When does the Shiva end? So it ends at the time people will be leaving Shul in that community in the morning. So there's a 7 o'clock Minyan, and people leaving Shul at 7:45. At 7:45 is the time till which the Avelim should be sitting. What about on Shabbos? So generally speaking, Shabbos eclipses the public aspects of Avelos, but the private aspects of Avelos, like marital relations and learning of Torah, are still in place on Shabbos. And if the seventh day is Shabbos, so if the funeral was on a Sunday, that means the seventh day is Shabbos morning, then the Avel may be allowed to engage in the private aspects of Avelos. They may learn Torah after people leave Shul on Shabbos morning, because that would be the time that the Menachemim, the mourners, would have come. Now, we move to our second concept, the end of Shloshim. How is the 30th day of the morning treated? So the same principle applies. Miktsas Hayom Kekulai, part of the day is like all of the day, which in this case actually means from daybreak, when it is sunrise, he is released from the halachas of Shloshim, and therefore take a haircut, even from daybreak. This is because there are no menachemim, there's no mourners, people are coming to console the mourners on the 30th day, so it's from the moment that the day breaks, that the Nihuga Avelos, the restrictions of Avelos, are lifted. What if the 30th day occurs on Shabbos? So he may bathe with warm water on Friday night of Shabbos, and wear Shabbos clothes, and return to his regular spot in the shul the next day, but he may not cut his hair yet, because the Shloshim only really ends on Shabbos. It does not push back to Friday. We move to our last concept, and that is the end of the year of Avelos. So does Miktsas Hayom Kekulai apply to the 12th month of mourning? So the answer is no. Miktsas Hayom Kekulai, or partial part of the day counting as the full day, only applies when you're counting days, like the 7 days or the 30 days, but the 12 months are measured in months. Therefore, there's no Miktsas Hayom Kekulai. Therefore, the last day of Avelos is a full day of Avelos till the end of the day, till sunset. What if the morning year, the year of Avelos, was a leap year? So in this case, there'll be 13 months in the year. So the Avelos only goes for 12 months and therefore will end earlier than the actual Yahrzeit. So 11 months will be the end of Kaddish, 12 months end of Avelos, and 13 months will be the Yahrzeit. With this, to conclude, have a wonderful and meaningful